Canada and Squo, S. Brookfield Asset Management Incorporated has signed an exclusivity agreement to buy Mahindra Susten and Squo, S. Engineering, Procurement and Construction, EPC, business along with 1,200 megawatts, MW, of solar assets at an enterprise value of around 5,000 crore, about $686 million. The development was reported by Mint, which cited two people aware of the matter. Mahindra Susten was earlier running two separate programs to divest its assets and MD-1 comprising the sale of 600 megawatts under construction solar projects and the EPC business that was managed by A. Rothschild was handling a separate sale of its operational 600 megawatts solar assets. However, Brookfield has exclusivity on it now as part of one deal, said one of the people cited above. In February 2020, Mahindra had announced the sale of three of its subsidiaries and MD-Clean Solar Renewable Energy Private Limited, Divine Solran Private Limited and Neo Solran Private Limited and MD-to CLP India for 340 crore, about $46.6 million. Meanwhile, private equity firm General Atlantic is looking to sell about 40% stake in Kfin Technologies, Kfintech, formerly Kavi Fintech, to a new investor, according to a report in the Economic Times. Barclays has been hired to run the sale. General Atlantic holds about 84% stake in Kfintech. Kfintech, a leading registrar and transfer agent for initial public offerings and mutual funds, will be valued at 3,000 crore, about $411 million, people aware of the development told the Economic Times. General Atlantic had acquired a majority stake in Kavi Fintech at a valuation of 2,000 crore, about $274 million, in 2018. Meanwhile, Bodel Chemicals is in advanced talks to buy the chloralkali business of Mawana Sugars at a valuation range of ₹150–175 crore, about $20.50 to 24 million, people aware of the matter told the Economic Times. New Delhi-based Mawana is looking to sell its non-core businesses. And LTCO, a definitive agreement for the deal is likely soon and the transaction is expected to get announced as early as next week, and LTCO, said one of the people cited above. In another development, one card maker FBL Technologies has raised 183 crore, about $25 million, in its Series B round led by existing backer Sequoia Capital, according to a report by Intrack, which cited regulatory filings. Sequoia infused 133.26 crore, about $18 million, while Matrix invested 38.7 crore, about $5.2 million, and Hummingbird Ventures has put in 11 crore, about $1.5 million. Individual investors Disha Shah and Hari Vilayodhan also pumped in 4.4 lakh rupees, about $6,000, each in the two-year-old startup. Sequoia and Matrix had led Pune-based FPL Technologies and Squo, $10 million, about 72 crore, series around in August 2020. Separately, on Monday, Bain Capital affiliate entities BC Asia Growth Investments and BC Investments VI Limited sold 80.4 lakh shares at 23 rupees and 2 paise, about 32 cents, a piece and 50.6 lakh shares at 23 rupees and 23 paise per share respectively in L&AMP, T Financial Holdings Limited RE as part of a bulk deal on the National Stock Exchange. On the flip side, Norges Bank, representing Norwegian Sovereign Fund, bought 1 crore shares at 23 rupees apiece, while ECL Finance Limited invested in 31.23 lakh shares at 23 rupees and 62 paise per share.